After people recover from COVID-19 enough to be discharged from the hospital, many still need supportive care at home. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg has the story of one of those people.
William Barish was in Strong Memorial Hospital for COVID-19 treatment for about 4 weeks. Under anesthesia, intubated, placed on a ventilator, the whole thing. He's 71 years old. His condition started improving, and Barish has been out of the hospital for almost a month now. He says he's still healing.
I'm feeling really well. I'm walking around Cobbs Hill, around the reservoir. And I'm not to where I'd like to be, but I'm doing much better.
Once he got back home, Barish still needed supportive care. Jane Shikaitis is the president of the University of Rochester Medicine's Home Care Services. She says needing that support is not unusual. Home care staffers set Barish up with equipment so he could monitor his own vital signs and send daily updates to the team.
And that allows us to know that if there's something that might be off, we need to go see them and make sure that everything's okay or contact the physician.
Shikaitis says home health workers are especially important during a pandemic because they can take care of people outside of hospitals. That lets the medical center save hospital beds for the most critically ill patients. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.